Welcome to the Regeneration Ministries podcast. This is Josh Glazer. I'm the executive director of Regeneration Ministries. We know being a human being can be beautiful and it can also be messy. We're this combination of physical, emotional, sexual, relational, and spiritual. Jesus knows this too. So each week in this podcast, we address topics to help you become more whole, more the men and women that God designed you to be.
So an interesting thing that I'm aware of in my life was this idea of soul ties. And a few years ago, I became aware that I'd been having dreams about someone that I dated in my 20s. And I'd been married 32 years. And so at the time, I'd been married, like, I guess, 28 years or so. But so I'm, you know, madly in love with my husband and good marriage, you know, normal bumps and bruises and along the way. But so I realized in reading about it that I was dreaming about this guy because of a soul tie. And I ran across this prayer and I prayed it very sincerely to be released from it. And I didn't have any more dreams about him.
So you're married for well into 20 something, almost 30 years.
Yes.
And you started having dreams about somebody that you had dated
for like
five years
in my 20s. It was a really toxic, dysfunctional, every kind of way bad relationship.
Well, it had been sexual as well.
Yes.
And you weren't thinking about this guy. It's not like he showed up and you, like, and all these, some of these dreams, and God kind of revealed through what you're reading, this was connected to an unbroken soul tie that was still there.
Yes.
So Kit and Josh here, and we want to talk about soul ties. So soul ties, otherwise sometimes known as one flesh unions, go back to, I mean, it's a fallen version of what God initially intended. So in the beginning, Genesis 2, God's made Adam, he's made Eve. Adam wakes from his sleep and he sees Eve, and the scriptures say, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is God's design, that marital sexual union between husband and wife makes the two into one. And what we don't realize, I think, and what gets glossed over in our culture a lot these days, is that there are all these other sexual experimentation and viewing pornography and emotional dependencies and sex outside of marriage. And just because the two don't want to become tied in their souls, they don't want to become one flesh, doesn't in any way negate the original reality of God's design. And so we read in 1 Corinthians 6, Paul writes about, he says, you know, don't be united with a woman in prostitution, because haven't you read that the two become one flesh? When you become united with her sexually, you become one flesh with her. And this is happening for people all over the place without realizing what they're doing to their souls, without realizing what's happening when I have this casual hookup or this relationship with someone I'm not married to.
And I even realized that way before this situation that I realized. You know, I remember talking about it and, you know, talking to God about it and myself and my husband and friends, you know, that relationship did a tremendous amount of psychological and spiritual damage to me those 5 years that I was in that relationship. And I talked to young women about it. If they're in that kind of relationship, I can be very passionate about, don't be passive about this. This is impacting you. And so I knew that, and I had gotten help about that through the years, to kind of recover and heal. But nonetheless, there was still this other thing that was in play.
I think part of it points to, like, we tend to think in our Western mindedness that if I just kind of separate myself thought wise, I work through the past, that somehow that will alleviate this, like, you know, the way that I'm entangled with this person or all the damage done, when there are deeper spiritual realities. And so, you know, if God has designed things a certain way, they will work that way even when they're outside of God's boundaries. I think about, I remember an old mentor of mine teaching once. He was telling a group about this, and he said, one guy came up to me afterwards and he said, I have slept with literally hundreds of people. And he was just kind of, his face was white. He was just like, this is a horrifying idea. I mean, he was facing the reality, like, I've given a part of me. There's a part of me out there with these hundreds of different people, and there's a part of hundreds of people connected to me. I don't want to be connected to them anymore. A pastor friend of mine shares about a guy in his congregation who had begun sleeping with his girlfriend, and who struggled with depression and suicidal thoughts. And he came to his pastor saying, you know, hey, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm struggling with suicidal thoughts. I never have in my life. I know my girlfriend does, but I never have. And my friend intuitively discerned that there was something deeper going on. And he said, have you guys been having sex? And the guy was like, yes. He said, what's happening to you is related to this one flesh union, the soul tie. We need to break that. You guys need to cut it out because there's something that's been happening to her that's now happening to you. He described it this way, and I think this is interesting too. He said that if like our original domain, our kind of our kingdom, if you will, for everybody, every adult, begins with your body. God is giving you domain over your own body. And when you connect physically, sexually with another person, it's as though it's almost like you're creating this treaty with this other kingdom. And you're saying, you know, all that's happening in your kingdom can pass to my kingdom and vice versa, this back and forth. And that's just a way to describe the spiritual unseen realities that are happening.
Yeah. You know, and I think this idea is profound, this idea, and we don't think about this, and it's important to think about it, that in fact we are giving something away and taking something that without realizing it.
Yeah.
We haven't made that decision to do that. We haven't said, this is my person, this is my, you know, we're just casually in this sexual relationship and we're giving and taking things that we don't even know it's happening. And I think that's, to me, that's really helpful in terms of being just more discerning about this. And also the fact that there are more than one, like that was true for me. That's been true of a lot of clients. And so, you know, to talk to God about that and to, you know, you may want to actually pray through each one, or you may want to, God may lead you to be able to pray about it in a way that covers them all without necessarily having to do that. But I do think it's important to be aware of where that's happened and to be, you know, and to enter into prayer about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a couple other things connected to, and we share these things not because we want to shame anybody or point a finger. This is not about condemnation. Like, you know, well, you messed up. Now you got to live with it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no.
We're actually going to lead you through at the end of this podcast, a prayer of breaking soul ties or breaking one flesh unions. Because what Jesus did on the cross does have power to free us from the mistakes we made, the bad choices we made, the one flesh unions that are outside of God's will for us. But we do want to share just some of what this means, because just as a means to help you, if you're listening, to recognize, oh, this might be part of why I'm struggling with what I'm struggling today. Another example of that, our colleague Bob Reagan in Northern Virginia has said that he's experienced as guys have had guys who struggle with fantasizing in a certain way. Once they have sex, he said, it actually becomes harder for them to disconnect their sexual identity from whatever the behaviors that they've done. And again, that's another example of pointing to that one flesh union. And one of the ways he specifically talked about it was for men who would have sex with men. He said, you know, before they did that, they might have questioned their sexuality, but once they did, it was really, really hard for them then to break free from this sense of like, I guess this is just who I am. I just must be gay. And we're not saying that's, you know, how it happens for every single person, but for those who struggle in that way, one flesh union can make a difference in that. I think there's another example. I know a guy who had been married for other reasons. His marriage dissolved, and it's a whole other story, not my story to tell. But he had experienced a lot of sexual temptation, and I remember meeting with him, and just a winsome guy, loved the Lord. But then he gave in to the sexual temptation, and man, I could see the difference in his resolve. I mean, it just started to tank and tank very, very quickly. And last time I got together with him, I could tell his face was darker. I mean, I don't mean more tan. I mean, there's just kind of like the spark in his eye seemed to have disappeared in a way. And And I was like, and I could just tell that he is, you know, and I don't know if it was all the sexual union stuff, but I had to wonder, like, is some of this because of your sexual activity with these different people?
Yeah, I think that that is a reality that we again don't know some of the burden and darkness that we're under. And I want to just reiterate what you said. This isn't about shame and condemnation at all. It's about the freedom and the redemption that I've received and am receiving about these things that have been true in my life. And therefore, you know, you always want to pay those things forward, you know?
Yeah.
But it is important to really be aware of the physical, spiritual, psychological impact of these things, and the fact that God has ways to redeem.
Yeah.
Them, yeah.
You know, one thing we haven't even talked about is the good of the one flesh union.
Yes,
which you know, so we're kind of like, oh, you know, God set it up this way. He didn't set it up this way, you know, to get all, you know, people who, you know, if you do this wrong, you're going to be really messed up. Mm-hmm. His original design that we described in Genesis 2 is really good and beautiful. Mm. I mean, and actually, there are psychological, there are neurological, there are relational ways. This actually works towards the preservation and the nourishment of marriage.
It's remarkable, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think, you know, a husband and wife who reserve their sexual intimacy for one another can find over the years that they're closer to each other and they know each other, and the idea of straying from their marriage becomes something that is loathsome. I don't want somebody else. You're my one. You know, it's us.
And it's a profound reality that does become more true if we're willing to let it. It becomes more true all the time. The longer your marriage goes on, the stronger and more really profound and remarkable it is.
And so what we're underlying there is God's heart in this is not to get us. It's not to trouble us. It's actually, His heart is for us.
It's a gift.
It's to progressively make the good he's given become something that's more entwined to the fabric of who we are and what our relationship's about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else? What else about one flesh unions? I mean, I do want to get to our prayer to break one flesh unions for those who are listening, but.
Well, I think, you know, just to explain a little bit more about them, you know, they are often sexual, but they can also be emotional.
Right.
You know, they can be this a powerful emotional enmeshment can also be a soul tie. And it can happen between you know, a man and a woman. It can happen between two women, two men, you know, it can happen with parents and children. Mm. And so what I think is beautiful about that, well, what's difficult about that, but what's beautiful is that God's intention is for these really healthy soul ties to take place, that he wants these healthy kinds of relationships between men and women, parent and child. But they can, if there's sex outside of marriage, or if there's a emotional enmeshment that takes place, then that can have repercussions, and those are good things to pray to be free of.
Yeah, just to clarify something you said, it's not that the relationship between a good relationship between parent and child or friends are soul ties. The soul ties we're talking about are the one flesh unions, but that we can have these healthy connections to other people, right?
Well, and I think some people would even say a healthy soul tie, that there are healthy soul ties and that there are unhealthy soul ties.
No, I've never heard it put that way.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
But so in either case, it's just, you know, when they're within, you know, when they're within marriage, or there's not this control and dependency in an adult parent child relationship, for example, you know, that God gives us these ways of discerning, you know, what's healthy and good for us.
Yeah. So a couple signs that come to mind for me that this is an unhealthy soul tie, or I mean, so I think the one flesh union, the sexual union outside of marriage, is like, okay, that's pretty clear.
Yes.
If you've had a sexual union outside of marriage. And I'd include in there sexual play. I'd also include in there, quote unquote, play. I'd also include in there pornography use, because you are opening yourself in a sexual way to another person. Even if that other person's not in the room, I think it still can be a helpful thing to pray through breaking a one flesh union in those situations. But when we're talking about just a platonic relationship, or a relationship that's between family members or friends, some examples of where this, there was a sign, this has become unhealthy or this has become an enmeshment. Give us some examples of maybe just a few signs, a few signs.
Well, we have talked about this before that, you know, God's love is characterized by freedom, not control.
Right.
So when, in a friendship, you know, you're like, well, you know, I don't want you to have other friends. You know, I want us to spend more time together. And there's jealousy, you know, when people are spending time with other people or, you know, that kind of thing. Or in a parent-child relationship, as a child gets older, you know, it's really hard to let your children go. But just like God, you know, lets us go and gives us free will, he doesn't control us. He invites us. That's the way we want to model it with our adult children as well, that it's not about controlling their life, demanding and getting jealous and that kind of thing. It's inviting and it's loving and honoring them as people living their own life.
Yeah. I mean, one of the images I've heard when it comes to parent-child is cutting the umbilical cord. The design of a parent-child relationship is that the child is going to grow up and become his or her own self. And it doesn't mean that the relationship breaks off, but it does mean that the relationship changes. I'm no longer the dependent, obedient child that I was when I was a boy. I'm now an adult man relating with other adults. And yes, my mom will always be my mom and my dad will always be my dad. Mm-hmm. And I will honor them in those roles and heed what they say with respect for that. But we are different people now, as opposed to when I was little, they were making decisions about who I was and where I would go and what was okay for me and what wasn't. I think we've talked about it. We've never done a podcast specifically on emotional dependency or codependency. We should.
Yes,
because it is such a huge issue for so many men and women.
Yep.
So we'll come back to that at some point. Let's get into it. Let's pray for people who are listening. So I hope we've given you just kind of a general primer on what a one flesh union or a soul tie is. We just want to shift gears here and invite you, if you think that you have an unhealthy soul tie, an unholy soul tie, or if you know you have a one flesh union, and specifically we're talking about, you know, someone besides your husband or your wife that needs to be broken, we just want to invite you to pray along with us. And we're going to use a model from a guide to listening and healing prayer by Rusty Rustenbach. He has a prayer. I'm going to stray from it a bit, but we're going to just kind of use it as a model. There's also an example of a one flesh union, breaking one flesh unions in Bob Reagan's Path Through the Wilderness, which is a curriculum that we offer here and that we run here at Regeneration in Baltimore, Northern Virginia. And there's some other examples online. So, but anyway, those are just a couple we'll put in the show notes for you. And again, if you want to walk through this with someone here, you know, take Path Through the Wilderness with us, or come in for some spiritual coaching. We'd be happy to walk you through this. But even if you're not sure it's a one flesh union, it's something that you can walk through this with, or an unhealthy soul tie. Walk through it and just see what may happen. But I'm going to lead out in a prayer, and we just invite you to follow along. And there'll be a spot where I'll leave a blank, and that's for you to fill in the name or names of the person or people that you think belong there. And Kit mentioned earlier that you may not need to do this, you know, one by one. A lot of people do find it really helpful too. And, some who listening may go, I don't even know all their names, or I never knew that person's name. God knows. And so you can offer that person up to the Lord. So let me lead us through this prayer. So first of all, Holy Spirit, I want to just welcome you here. Even as we record this and people are listening, in their own time, we invite you into this moment right now. Lord, the work that we're going to do is not work that we do on our own. Just as we didn't invent what a soul tie is or what a one flesh union is, you did, Lord. So we cannot untwist ourselves from it. We can't mentally break ourselves free. This is a spiritual work. And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, through the power of Christ, to do this work in us. Lord Jesus, we want to come to you want to just name the person or people that you're thinking about that you need to break free from, break the one flesh union with, or the soul tie with. I confess this soul tie as sin, because it has caused me to fall short of your glory. It has kept me from fully loving and serving you. And Lord, in many cases, it has taken your place. This person has become an idol that I've gone to. And I ask you to forgive me. Thank you, Christ, for dying on the cross for my sin. I receive your forgiveness now. Thank you for washing me as clean as the fresh fallen snow. Now, in your powerful name, Jesus, I want to fully sever this soul tie. In your name, I give back anything that I've taken from this person. And here again, you can name them. And in your name, I also take back anything from this person that I have given to them through this one flesh union or this soul tie. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name now that all would be restored. What belongs to them would go back to them. What belongs to me would come back to me. In your name, I command any demonic spirits that may have gained access to me through this soul tie to leave and to go where you would send them and to never return. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come and fill any vacated places in my heart. In your name, Jesus, I prohibit any demonic spirits from retaliating against those of us praying together, our spouses, our children, this or any other ministry or any other believer. We command them now to go exclusively where you would send them and to never return to us. Jesus, I'm also completely unable to get some of these old pictures or images out of my mind. In desperation, I lay them at your feet and ask you to take them. I also reject, renounce, and command any sexual demonic spirits associated with these images to leave and to go where you would send them and never ever to return. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we ask that the neural pathways where the images reside would be destroyed and that new, pure, and holy pathways would replace them. Now finally, Lord, now that we have renounced this soul tie, we ask, is there a word, a picture, a verse, or any other message that you want to send to those we're praying for right now? Jesus, now we establish your cross between us and again, name this person. We establish your cross now between us and them. And Lord, we pray that you would bear into your body all the sin that transpired between us. And now we pray through the power of your cross, Lord, that you would release to us your goodness, your righteousness, your purity. Lord, your right boundaries between us. Lord, restore the walls that were torn down between us. Restore the boundaries, Lord, that were laid low. I pray for some, Lord, that you would reveal those parts of themselves that have now come back to them and they're coming back. Lord, I pray for others that any part of them that they have thought was them that has now been returned, that's no longer part of them. Would you reveal those things to them? And Lord, is there any other word or verse or picture you want to give, which leaves some silence for you to speak, Lord? We pray these things through the power of your cross and your resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you're listening, just aware you may need to pray through something like this more than once. Again, if you have a spiritual mentor in your life, or you want to reach out to Regeneration, we'd be happy to walk you through more of this. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening today. We hope this episode has been helpful to you. Listen, if you find these podcasts beneficial, please join our listening community and our larger ministry work in one of two ways. First, would you leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts? Doing so actually helps bring this content to more people like you who can benefit. And second, would you become a financial partner of the ministry by donating either one time or on a monthly basis? You can find out how to do so at regenerationministries.org/donate. Thank you so much again for listening. We look forward to being with you again next week.